Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 12 for Tuesday, August 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Tuesday, taking some direction from a downturn in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was down $3 to $4, the November contract down $3.60 at $507.80 per ton. A move by China to devalue its currency weighed on the U.S. grains and oilseeds. That spilled over to weigh on canola as well. A profit-taking correction after yesterday's advances was also behind some of the weakness, with yesterday's gains bringing in some farmer selling as well, as producers are said to be busy cleaning out some bid space ahead of the harvest. But on the other side, the Canadian dollar is sharply weaker. That was keeping a bid underneath the market. The softer currency makes exports more attractive and also boosts crush margins. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are lower, as relatively favorable Midwestern crop conditions and activity in the outside financial markets weighed on prices. China devalued its currency by nearly 2% overnight, raising concerns over the state of that country's economy. China is a large buyer of both soybeans and corn, and the softening currency may cut into some of that demand. Soybeans were 15 to 30 cents lower, the November contract down 23 at 9.71 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 63% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That was unchanged from the previous week and came as a bit of a surprise to market participants who had generally expected to see a downgrade. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's much-anticipated USDA supply-demand report was another feature, with traders generally expecting to see cuts to the USDA's soybean acreage, yield, and production numbers. Corn, it's down 6 to 12 cents. The December contract down 12 at 3.88 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop were also left unchanged on the week, with 70% in the good to excellent category. Farmer selling brought on by yesterday's rally was also bearish for corn. In addition, upward revisions to crop projections out of Brazil also weighed on prices. Wheat, it's down 12 to 18 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 17 at $5.12 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 97% complete, according to the latest report, while the spring wheat harvest is 28% done. In addition to harvest pressure, U.S. wheat also remains expensive in the global market, and the continued lack of significant export demand contributed to today's declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.